I could just have one of the sheets of Mar Makamos, I'd appreciate it. Can I? Okay, last time we discussed the various stages that we find in Chazal that discuss the Iser of Yichud. The original stage is found in our sugya on the Peyom Adbeis, where we have the drasha of Rav Yochanan and the Shem Rav Yishmael, or Beshem Rav Shimba Yotzadak, or Beshem Rav Shimba Yochai, Remez Liyichud Min HaTorah. And then we have an expansion of that in the Sugi in Sanhedrin from the Beis Din of David HaMelech to the world of Pnuya. And then we have an expansion of that in the time of Tamidei Beishamei Silel, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, to Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. The first stage, the Gemara points out, we have certain exceptions that are found in the Pasuk of Parsha of Meisit to Mediach, Ki Yisitcha, but without those exceptions, the rule is, Osir Lehisyached Im Kol Arayos Shebatorah, that anyone who is in the Parsha of Arayos, next week is Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedoshim, we're going to learn the world of Arayos, most of them are issues of what we consider incest, relatives, including also an Ashes Ish. There we have an Iser of Yichud, Mkol Arayos She Batorah. Again, with certain exceptions that prove the rule. One of those Arayos that is mentioned is the Arayos of Nida. At the end of Parshas Metzora, we already began learning about the world of Nida and Zava, and it continues into the Parsha Arayos. Not only that, but that's where we have the din of Losikrivu Legalos Erva, that Dafka Elisha Benidat Tumasavo Tikrivu Legalot Erva, that even the extension to the world of Kiruv Legdivre Legili Arayos is Dafka learned out from the world of Nida. So the question is there an Iser Yichud for a married woman who is a Nida? We have an Iser of Bia, we have an Iser of Chibuk V'Nishuk, we have all sorts of Harchakos. Is there an Iser of Yichud? And if not, why not? So we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that points out that we have a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Suga Bashoshanim, Afigu Kesuga Shoshanim Lo Yifrit Suba Pirtzot, that even when we have a drop of blood that would be the color of a rose, that would serve as a machitza, and a husband would take 10 steps back from coming, being intimate with his wife in that situation. V'haydo amar le'ahi min al Rav Kahana, amir sun nida shari li'yichude bahade gavra. I know that you, Jews, you allow yichud for a nida. How can that be? Efshar eish bin ha'oros ve'ena mitahevet? I mean, don't you have a sense of where, you know, slippery slopes? If you allow yichud with a nida, isn't that going to bring to nishuk and chibuk and bia? Amar le haTorah he'ido lanu suga b'shoshanim. This is what Shlomo HaMelech wrote. No, that a Jew has a sense of gvura, and a Jew will take a step back from his wife. Afilu kesuga b'shoshanim. Even if there are no soldiers, even if there are no walls, that drop of blood will serve, or yifritzu b'pirtzot, will serve as a wall that would prevent an individual from being over an Iser. So here, Tosfos was bothered, just a minute. isn't our drasha, again, l'shitas Tosfos, a d'oraisa? Don't we have a d'oraisa of Nida? How can you override a d'oraisa of Nida with a svara of Shlomo HaMelech that's brought in Shir HaShirim? Doesn't that appear to be like not going according to halachic process? And if you recall, this is Tosfos Shita, that our drash is a daraisa. We saw in the Rambam that it is divrei kabbalah. It's unclear in the Rambam. Does that mean daraisa, a daraisa without malkos, like a chatzishir, or does that mean a gzera midrabanan, and the pasuk is an asmachta? But even if it's a gzera drabanan, it's from the early stages, pre Shlomo HaMelech. David already added a second stage. So it means the first stage preceded David HaMelech. So how can a pasuk in Shir HaShirim impact on these drashos? That's Tosfos' question. V'yim tomar ha'yichu doraisa hikinu darshina machi yisitcha aficha ben imecha v'heichi asa kura de divrei kabbala mishri mai de tziv bid oraisa. So Tosa says that there is a difference between the world of Nida and the entire world of Arayos. It's true. The Gemara over there says that this drasha applies to lis asr lis yached im kol Arayos shebet Torah. But which sort of Arayos? The lo asra Torah ela ke'ein ima, like the ones mentioned in the pasuk. Well, what's the common denominator of those mentioned in the pasuk? The lo avida de mishtaria, that we're dealing with Arayos that are permanent. Your aunt is an Arayos. That's the way that she's going to be for the rest of her life. In other words, there's not going to be any point of heter. Avol nida sofa lehi taher. But nida is a temporary state. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, approximately. And so, ein odome, in the words of Chazal, mishi yesh lo pas besalo, lemisha ein lo pas besalo. That a person can override his yetzer if he knows that eventually he'll be able to fulfill his desire. It's only a question of a temporary amount of patience. Patience isn't going to help when it comes to the classic world of Arayos, when it comes to an Eishes Ish, when it comes to a sister. Patience isn't going to help. But when we're dealing in the world of Nida, there, it's a world that the person knows sofa lihitaher. However, points out Tosfos, that when we're dealing with an individual whose desire is tremendously intense, namely he just married this woman and hasn't yet consummated the marriage, afilu nida asura lisyached den inachinami, that if we have a situation of a chupas nida, someone who gets married to a woman who is a nida, then yichud really is asur with such a woman, that then it's the world of Arayos without the heter, without the mitigating circumstance of sofa lehitaher, that, you know, it is putting a person in too much of an isayon, that be'emet is aser, and that's the sugi in ksuvas, hu yashen ben anashim, hi yashena ben anashim, etc. Okay, so far so good. But then Tosus was bothered that l'chora we have another realm in which we compare nida to all Arayos. And the question is, why in the realm of Yichud do we not compare Nida to other Arayos? Why do we distinguish? And in another realm, which appears to be very similar, there we make a comparison. V'yim tomar v'ho amrinam perakama de Shabbos, makish ishto nida le'eshes re'ehu. We compare a married woman who is a Nida to an Eshes Ish. Ma eshes re'ehu hu bebigda v'hi bebigda, Asur, that just what Ashes Potiphar asked Yosef. Come, let's just lie down in bed one next to the other. You'll be in your clothing, I'll be in my clothing. In other words, we'll just be next to one another. We'll just be close to one another. Right? In other words, and that we say is Asur. That's Kriva le Arayos. That's learned out from Nida. And we say that since in the world of Nida, a husband and a wife, when she's a Nida, they can't be in the same bed, even if they're clothed, that we have that Iser of Kiruv Legili Arayos, and we then move over that is the same also by a married woman who's not married to him, afilu below Yichud, mishum ikruve daita shenenu mischamimim zemizeh, yesh tema, maishna Yichud Nida de Sharia misug b'shoshanim, how do you know when we're going to say that Nida is part of the world of Arayos? And we're going to say, well, just as in the world of Nida we have an Iser of Chibuk v'Nishuk, so also in the world of Arayos. Just as in the world of Arayos we have an Iser of Hu Bigda v'Bigda, so also Nida. When it comes to Yichud, Nida is different. That we say, Sofal Hi Taher, and we're going to Matir Yichud. Maybe just the opposite. Let's aser Yichud and be matir hu bebigda v'hu bebigda. Let's apply the svara of sofa l'itayer to being in bed one next to the other, and let's apply the comparison to the world of Arayos to the world of Yichud. In other words, like why in one situation do we have a comparison, and why in one situation do we have a distinction? V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, svara. The mistabir tfei le'esor hu bebigda v'hi bebigda, What over here is basically Tosfos is making a very, very, very basic distinction. We're going to see not all Rishonim agree with. How does Tosfos distinguish between the world of Yichud and the world of Kiruv LeDvar Erva? That in the world of Kiruv LeDvar Erva, we're going to view Nida as part of the world of Arayos and say we have a universal Iser. In the world of Yichud, we're going to say that Nida is unique. That since Nida is Sofa LeHitaher, therefore we'll say Yesh Bapas Besalo, he can control himself. Why do we apply? In other words, what's the distinction that Tosfos is making over here between the two? What's the nature of the distinction?
I know.
I mean, one, he's saying there would be
Hana.
He
implies
Yichud
with a Nida,
but
there
would be.
So why then is Yichud
Aser? No, itself isn't
Hana. In other words, in other words, that we have over here two worlds that are Gedarim to prevent an individual to reaching a stage of total intimacy. One of them is partial intimacy, and the other is Yichud. Partial intimacy, points out Tosfos, is a slippery slope. You're dealing with Hana'a on a low burner, and we all know that low burners very quickly turn into high burners. That's the nature of the human being, takfe yitzre, that a person begins, it's very hard to draw a line. I'll only hold her hand. I'll only, you know, put my arm around her shoulder. I'll only peck a kiss on her cheek. In other words, that between that and moving step by step, we all know, we've all been NCSY advisors, we've all been seminar advisors, right? We all know what we tell the teenagers as to why I can't do X and Y and Z, because who says it's going to stop there, right? That's a slippery slope. Yichud, on the other hand, is also a geder, but of a different nature. What is Yichud? There's no action, there's no low burner, but what is there? What?
Potential.
Potential, excellent. We have an opportunity, a golden opportunity. You create a setting. You create a setting in a chinami. It's not going from a low burner and turning up the gas, but you put yourself on the stove. And as such, there's room to distinguish between the two. So Tosfos distinguishes that we have a heter of Yichud in a place where we would not have a heter of Kiruv Legilui Arayos. That the fact that Kiruv Legilui Arayos is already a kumvase, it's an act which is being done, that is more chomor, there's much more of a potential of moving from Kiruv Legilui Arayos to Gilui Arayos than from Yichud. But Yichud also is a form of a geder. Okay? So this is what we have over here in Tosfos. The Rivash was bothered by a certain omission, and the question is that omission tell us something of halacha, or it's simply that Chazal took certain things for granted? What omission is the Rivash referring to? Again, we have these three stages. Stage number one is the Iser of Kol Arayos Shebetorah. Stage number two is Pnuya. And stage number three is Goya. Right? That Yichud goes in these three levels. The latter two are clearly Drabanan. The first one may be Adin D'Oraisa. Where do we tend to put Nida? Where does Nida fit in stage one? Right? Nida is part of the world of Arayos. But the Rivash was bothered. Isn't every Pnuya also a Nida? I mean, self, isn't our custom that a girl doesn't go to mikveh until she's ready to get married? And so from the age of 12, when she has her first period, and she doesn't go to mikveh, so she's a nida. So why did David HaMelech have to make this unique gezeira on pnuya? Isn't every pnuya really usher from stage one? Isn't it part of the world of Arayos? And maybe the whole, or do we say no? Then maybe the whole din of nida only applies to one's wife and not to a penuya, and therefore we need the gzeira of David HaMelech. That's what the Rivash is about. The Sha'alta, someone asked the Rivash, Levar lachamashe kosev betorah al isha benidas tumasa lo tikrav legalot ervata. Im nomar al kol isha nida ben ishto ben penuya, The imu kain echo his kiru davar ze harashba b'sefer taras harayis harayved b'sefer bali hanefesh. Why didn't they say that every pnuya really is aser mida oraisa? Because of a nida, lefilo shonam lo dibru ella beishto shalodam. We always find nida in the context of a married woman. Ech murgo b'fiko adam plonis pnuya muteres. Why do people say that? Oh, she's not married. She's muter. What do you mean she's muter? She's a nida. She's an arayos. You know, his nida is like eshesish. Chachamim zal echinichu shum kadesha ba'ola. That we have the whole question how to relate to a prostitute in halacha. Going to a prostitute, is it a bitul asay? Is it this? Who? It's kares. A prostitute is kares. In other words, that we're dealing with a woman who is a nida. Mistama ainim mitaros atzma. We don't assume the prostitutes go to the mikveh. In other words, University of Maryland existed also in the time of the Rivash. So why didn't they make a takana that the girls should at least go to mikvah if they're going to hook up? So that at least there not be an Easter kares? In other words, why doesn't anyone talk about these things? And if it's really only the Rambam is mashman that nida is both by an isha and by a penuya. In other words, what's going on? Simply, what is the framework? Okay, so what's the bottom line of the Rivash? In achinami, a penuya is a nida, and in achinami there is a geder of arayos when even by a pnuya nida. However, in the time of David HaMelech, the pnuyos used to go to mikvah because the question of nida not only had to deal with interpersonal relationships, nida was a question of tumah v'tahara. People wanted to live on a level of tahara. They wanted to go to the mishkan. They wanted to go to the mikdash. And if we have a nida, so then that woman, if she touches food, it's going to be mavir tuma, and so a pnuya would go to the mikveh when she could, so that she'd be able to help out in the kitchen, she'd be able to go to an aliyah l'regel, etc. So David HaMelech had to be gozer on the pnuya who is not a nida, on the pnuya tahora. But in Achinami, the pnuya who is a nida, there was no need for a gzera of David. That's category number one. Right? That's what he points out. Yichud hanida gan kein bepnuya kol shel huksa kanida aser min haTorah. If we hold that category number one, shlav one is bidoraisa, yichud arayis min haTorah, etc. And David HaMelech only included the pnuya who is not a nida. Af hapnuya shein a nida. Okay. So when you put together the Rivash with the sugya in Sanhedrin, it turns out that paradoxically, a penuya nida is more chamor than an eshes ish nida. Because an eshes ish nida, we say, suga b'shoshanim, that a person can control himself and there's no easier of yichud with your wife when she's a nida, because she's going to become tahora. But the penuya nida, she is someone who's not going to become tahora, and therefore she is the classic arayos, and she would be aser according to stage one. So when we put together the two, then we have the picture that when we have yichud penuya nida and the yichud of ishto nida lifnei Bia Rishana, right, the Chupas Nida. These are Arayos Minatar. This is stage one, right? That these are Osir because of the Drasha Ki Yisitcha, whether that's a Doraisa or an Asmachta, but that's Osir stage one. When you have a Penuya Tahora, so that's Zeras David. When you have an Ishto, and we have Ishto Tahora, and we have Ishto Tahara, so then Yichud is Mutar. Okay? This is Ishto Shenivagapa. Right? And the marriage is already consummated, then Yichud is Mutar. So we have a Yichud which is stage one, we have a Yichud which is stage two, and we have a Yichud which is Mutar. Okay, so it turns out that the Ishto Tahora is Mutar. Ishto Nida, I'm sorry, not Ishto Tahora. That Ishto Shnivah Bapam who's a Nida, that there the Yichud is Mutar. Okay? So in a paradoxical way, the Ishto Nida can be more Kal than the Pinuya Nida. And the Ishto Nida can even be more Kal than a Pnuya Tahora. Right? That's what the Rivash points out. And then he says, well, why don't they make the University of Maryland Gzeira? And he points out that'll just bring to more promiscuity, etc. Everyone knows that there was an Achron who wanted to make such a heter, and everyone yelled at him, and so the Maisa remains an Upper West Side phenomenon. So, that's what we have over here in the Rivosh. The Rav Moshe deals with an issue that that one can raise, like what is the Rivosh getting so sticky about? In other words, why my nafgamina, whether a Pnuya Nida or a Pnuya Tahora, that this is stage one and this is stage two. The bottom line is that Yichud is Asar. Yichud is Asar for Pnuya. My nafgamina, whether she's a Nida or she's not a Nida, the bottom line is that Yichud is Asar. Anyway, you can ask historically maybe why did David have to make his Gzeira, etc. But the bottom line is that Yichud with the Pnuya is Asar. So here Rav Moshe comes up with a fascinating nafgamina. The Rav Moshe was asked a question which is unclear. What about Yichud Shnayim Balayla Ba'ir? We haven't discussed any of these criteria yet. We'll learn it. Be'iyun, that we have all sorts of criteria for Nida that differ between whether one is in the city, whether one is out of the city, whether it's daytime, whether it's nighttime. How many men, how many women? And all of these are factors we take into account. And one of the unclear issues is when we have two men, one woman in the city, right, at night. That's a question. Even if the two men are ksherim. You know, these are questions that a rabbi gets all the time in Hilchos Nida. The person has to be a babysitter, and in the house there's kach v'kach v'kach. And can he be a babysitter? A person's working in an office, and in this office there's a door that you have to buzz in order to be able to get in, and there are two men and one woman. It doesn't make a difference. Daytime, nighttime, one of the men is from, one's not from, etc. All of these are questions that are raised. So Rav Moshe says, I was asked this question in a case that the only room that these two gentlemen can rent are by an Isha, Zakena, Almana, who was sleeping in a separate room, and they're in a separate room, and the question is whether this would be permitted, not be permitted, etc. So Rav Moshe makes the following distinction. It depends, again, this almana is a pnuya. She's a pnuya. So it depends as to where, and she's no longer, she's now a zakena. Now she's post-menstrual. She no longer has the possibility of dam nida. So if she is frum, then we assume that after the last time that she had a cycle, she went to the mikveh. And so she's a pnuya tahora. And if she's not frum, so we'll assume that she never went to mikveh, and she's a pnuya tmeya. Yichud is also with both of them. So my nafgamina, Sir Moshe says, the difference is, by the pnuya nida, that's stage one. The pnuya tahora is stage two. This may be the oraisa. This vadai is drabanan. We have a suffix. We don't know whether the world of yichud applies to the situation of two men with this woman at nighttime in the city. So are we dealing with a suffik d'oraisa l'chumra? Are we dealing with a suffik d'rabbanan l'kula? That's Rav Moshe's, that's what he points out over here in the tshuva. That if we can assume that she went to the mikveh after she no longer had her cycle, then iser yichud d'rabbanan. And then in this case, we could say suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. However, if we're dealing with a woman who is not a frum woman and she has not gone to mikveh, nisha ra'amana bizman she yadayin ro edam v'nusah lo tavla lo hayesa shemeres das afata zekeinahi nida kevan de lo tavla, so then we have an issue of nida on the level of ki yisitcha of the first level. That may be a doraisa, and then we would say suffik doraisa l'chumra. Okay. So this is what is added in terms of, even if we speak about erva min ha'arayos, in the Gemara on Daf Pei Amadeis, there's a distinction between the world of Nida and the classic world of arayos. Okay? So, let's move over. That we saw from the Pasuk that there are exceptions from the world of Yichud. That the Pasuk pointed out, ki yisitcha achicha ben imecha, v'chi ben eim meisit ben av eino meisit, elo lo malacha ben mityached im imo. That a mother and a son are permitted in Yichud, even though this is one of the world of arayos. The question is this something which is accepted by everyone? Is this a machlokes? So we move over to Daf Pei Aleph from the days. So we have in the Mishnah paskins on Daf Pei Amud Beis, Misyached Adam im Imo, v'im Bito, v'yashin imam b'kiriv basar. That there's no Easter of Yichud for a person with his mother, even though clearly the mother is part of the world of Arayos, that we have the Pasuk exempting. So the Gemara points out, Misyached Adam im Imo, the Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, Misyached Adam im Achoso, v'dar im Imo, v'im Bito. In other words, that Rav Asi paskind like this Mishnah. However, ki Amra kamei de Shmuel, Amar, Asur l'siyached im kol arayos shebetorah, afilu im habehema. What does Shmuel do with the Mishnah? So the Tashmuel says, I have a brisa, namely Tanoihi. We have a machokas Tanoim, that we have those who agree that there are exceptions, and we have those who disagree and who make no exceptions. Across the board, that anyone who would be in the parasha of Arayos, including Mishkav Zohar, including Behema, in all of these cases we have an Iser of Yichud. So Tosos Alatar Dimaskul Abaye points out Nira Dahani Amoroi Chumra Ba'alma Ka'avde. Va'anan Kaimalan Kerabonan Drav Yehuda. We have a Mishnah later on. Amru Lo Lo Nechshudu Yisrael Lo Al HaMishkav Zohar V'lo Al HaBehema. That, let's go say Gemara, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that the world of Yichud is limited to certain areas of Chshad, and those do not include Mishkav Zohar, those do not include Behema, but the Amoraim were Machmir. The question is, what's not dealt with black and white in Tosfos, is what about a mother and a son? What about a father and a daughter? Are these also areas that lend themselves to Chumrah? Are these also areas that lend themselves to Machlokes? Or are these beyond the world of Chumrah and beyond the world of Machlokes? So over here we have L'chora, a Machlokes Rishonim. If you look in the Tosas Tuch that I photostated for you, even though our Tosos speaks about Mishkav Zohar and Behema, that those are beyond the pale, but Tosos Tuch says, Levad me'imo ka'amar, delo polig adrasha de ben imecha. Ubesamuch mi'bito parich. Namely, Tosos points out that the Tosos Tuch points out that there is one area that clearly is not in the running for an Isra of Yichud, and that's a son and a mother. Right? That may be an edible complex that the Greeks spoke about, but it, in the Jewish world, it's not. There's no issue. There's no inyan of even a chumrah. It's simply. That's the original drasha of Rav Yochanan Bishum Rav Yishmael that Ben Aim is not in the parsha of Yichud. However, says Tosfos, v'samach mibito parech, but a father and a daughter, that already is a machlokes amoraim as to whether one should be machmir or not, but not a son and a mother. So if you recall, we pointed out that you can view the drasha as gzeras hakasuv, and then it applies to ben aim, or we could view the drasha as a svara, that the drasha is that there are certain situations that the Torah calls seter, where yichud is permitted, and those are all of the cases found in the Torah, including bitcha, namely this what we saw in the Pnei Yoshua, that the Pnei Yoshua pointed out that the same way that a mother and a son, there's no world of yichud, so also a father and a daughter. It's all included in the same drasha, even though the Gemara doesn't say it black and white. But it's all part of that same drasha. The Gemara is saying these are cases where seter is mutter. The Tosfos Tuch distinguishes. He says, no, mother and son, there we have lo plug, there we have no one who would disagree, but beyond that, there we have a machlokes as to whether there's one should be machmir, and in that machlokes, he paskins, Tosfos Tuch, we say that halacha k'rav Asi, sheyagodol mishmuel, that even though Shmuel was older than Rav Asi, Shmuel lo havi ayo kamei Rav Asi, Rav Asi was considered to be a greater Talmud Chacham, and so since Rav Asi felt that there was no need to be machmir by a father and a daughter, so there is no reason to be machmir at all. Okay? However, if we look in Rashi, Rashi appears to be going in a different direction. If we look in Rashi, Rashi on Daf Pei Aleph Medes points out that on the phrase Misyached, Vidari Miimo O Imbito, that when you're dealing with a mother or a daughter, Rashi says Dilo Tokif Yitzre Alayhu Dahanu Bei Anshe Knesses Hagadola. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Klal Yisrael cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos is beyond our ability to deal with. It brought about Churban Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. Now they're coming back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to happen again. It's just an overwhelming Yetzahara. Right? That we're all aware of the Gemara in Sanhedrin in which the Amoraim were speaking about Menashe. How could it be that there'd be a king who would be Oved Avodah Zarah? What kind of king is that? A Malchus Beis David? And Menashe appeared to them in a dream and said, had you been living in my time, you would have been running ahead of me to the Avodah Zarah. Namely, you have no idea what the culture of that generation was, and so you can't speak about it. You know, we go to a museum, we see a totem pole, we smile. Right, those silly Indians. It's how do they bow down to a piece of lumber? I mean, how silly can you be? In other words, you paint a face on a piece of lumber, you bow down to it. You know, it's that's what the Nevi'im basically making fun of the Jews who are building Avodah Zarah. Half the lumber they use for a cookout, and the other half they turn into a god. I mean, isn't it so silly, etc.? But the Nevi'im lost. They didn't. In other words, that the pull of Avodah Zarah overrode that which we see so obviously. My best example of this is that once when my kids were younger, I took them to America and we were visiting in a home and everyone is sitting around the TV watching Sunday afternoon, watching the football game. And my son, who was, 4 years old at the time, it's the first time he saw American football. And he said, like, why are those grown-ups all jumping on someone who found, you know, has a bowl in his hands. Why are they all jumping on him? It appears to be so silly. You know, like he's, you know, so a Martian coming and watching American football. I see, that's the silliest game I ever saw in my life. Like, and here you have all of America watching. You know, where it's, you try and call someone during the Super Bowl. Weinberger has his story, right? You know his story, that once he had the Super Bowl in his shul. Right, so you know they had like all the drinks and everything. Everyone's drinking beer, and Super Bowl was on, and it's like it's a tie, and it's 5 minutes left to the end of the game, and he walks in and he pulls out the plug, and everyone I guess totally silent. And he said, you know, like if it had been a shear and someone pulled out the plug, would you all have sat there in shock? In other words, but in other words, he put it back in. But I just wanted to point out to them that they were hypnotized by this game. In other words, that this was like, it's like he thought, had he not been Rabbi Weinberger, they would have killed him. You know, had he been stopped, a person who walked in front of the plug, he would have run after him with bottles and banged him on the head or something. In other words, that this is life and death. Who's going to, you know, it's win this game or not win this game? And so, you know, it's now, so we have other Avodah Zarahs. Right? And where someone can give, you know, can give a Musaf Shmuz, but it doesn't work. I remember once I tried, when I was in YU, to give a Musaf Shmuz about the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, it's, I didn't give it during the Super Bowl. No one would have come. I gave it after. So I spoke about playing chess. I said, if you're going to play a game already, play chess. You know, do something normal. And I suppose I had the Baba Jerebi. I learned that the chess is real like the world. There's a king, everything for the king. Right? And you have to protect the king. And there's a very beautiful shmooze on chess. You don't find a shmooze on football, right? Okay. In any case, why did I get involved in all this? Because so Klal Yisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of this Yetzer Hara, so we have a fighting chance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this Eitzah, and they caught the Yetzer Hara and plugged them up, and then they stopped having children, because the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah and for Yirei Rayos is like, you know, they're connected. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them sort of unplug part of the Yetzer Hara, so that they still had a Yetzer Hara for their wives, but they didn't have a Yetzer Hara for certain arayos. Certain arayos became, you know, where it's just clearly off the radar screen. So that's what Rashi pointed out by us, that lo tokif yitzrei alayu, that for a mother and a sister, we don't have that same Yetzer Hara as people once had. Da hanu be anshek tesis hagdola, the anshek tesis hagdola managed to plug up that Yetzer Hara, the lo migri bikruvasa, that they were able to get the Yetzer Hara away from those, that level of kurva. So if we look over there in Rashi in Sanhedrin, that I quoted after Tosas Tuch, ahani behachta kanta purta, that the plugging up of the Yetzer Hara helped to a degree, lo igri bikruvasa beimo ubachoso. That we still have a Yetzer Hara for Anida, and therefore there's a din of Yichud by Anida before there was Be'ila. By an Eishes Ish, there's always an Yisur of a Yichud, but we're able to remove the Yisur Yichud from Imo, Achoso, Imo, Bito, etc. So it appears from Rashi that the Heter of a mother and a sister are from what tkufa? Ashek Zagdola. Namely, not like the Tosas Tuch, that this is a din d'oraisa, but rather that this is also a form of a gzeira that remes le yichud min haTorah, that it's a remes from the pasuk, but even the pasuk itself, in other words, is working off of chashos that simply are totally on the nature of individuals. Again, Tosfos seems to say, no, we have a pasuk, and the pasuk is matir, and no one is kolik. But according to Rashi, we're dealing with drabanans, and the drabanans are dealing with societies, and society changed at one point, and so from the time that society changed, there we have heter, there we have certain heterim. Yes? So that's Tosis's question. Then you come to Tosis, and Tosis answered that the moment that we have mut a heter bisman, so that's what exempts. But had it been someone who was no nivala, there bemet, you have the concept of takif yitzrei. Okay. Is there room for all of these chumras that we find over here in the Gemara of not going out to a field where there may be an animal, of not being in a room with another man? Again, not me'ikar hadin, but as a chumra, would there be room for someone who says, I want to be machmir myself, I'm not going to be in the same room as my daughter, I'm not going to be in the same room with my mother? Is there room for such chumras? They appear to be so far-fetched. And what's pointed out over here in the Gemara is you don't paskin like these chumras, but even if not paskining, but a person who wants to go lifnei mishuras hadin, is this an area, or would he be like a chassid shote? So what did you see in the Rush? Let's look together. At the Rush at the end, towards the end of the Masechta. Okay, in other words, again, we had the Mishnah that allowed Yichud with a mother and a daughter. Shmuel said, I'm going across the board, even by a behema, etc. Pasku ha-tosvos hilchasa k'rav Asi, l'fisha nira she'a gadol mishmuel, etc. And therefore Rav Asi said that we can keep the din of the Mishnah me'ikar hadin. It comes at the end of that section of the Rush. He says that va'af agav the kol hanei amaroi de besamach machmiri afilu bebehema ikol ameima de machmiri alatzman. Okay, they were machmir for themselves. V'hamachmir tavo alav bracha. In other words, that this is room. In other words, that someone who's machmir in this area, we're not going to view him as off the wall. We're not going to say that he's an extremist. We're not going to call him an ultra orthodox. We're going to say that, okay, we have people who are machmir in glatt kosher. We have people who are machmir to wear tefillin all day. We can have people who are machmir in yichud, even in cases where Chazal allowed for it. Okay, that's the Rush. What about the Rambam? Does the Rambam have what to say on this matter? So here I quoted to you the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, that when we revisit the Rambam that we already learned, where Rambam quotes the din of Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Yishmael, Rambam here kachbeis ocha aleph and beis asur lehisiachin im ha'erva min harayos bein zekena bein yalda. Shedavar zeh goreim legalos erva chutz, and so we were medayik in his language, kanera, that this is a din drabanan chutz me ha'em im benav avim bito v'abal mishto nida v'chasan shepir sa'ishto nida kodem shi'ivol asur siachedima hi yishena ben anashim hu yashen ben anashim v'im bo la b'yirishon achak nidmeis mutal siachedima. And then the Ram continues to paskin like the Mishnah, lo nechshedu Yisrael abishkav zachar. But then the Rambam has another line. So the Rambam appears to say, similar to the Rush, that we have this concept of Hareze Mishubach. Yes?
Is that only for Zachar?
So excellent question. So let's move to the end of the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah caps up with four halachos, Yudches through Kaf Aleph. The Rambam points out, Ein lecha davar b'chol haTorah kula. This is something that I think that we can all identify with. Shehu kasha l'rov ha'am l'frosh, ela min ha'arayos v'habiyos ha'asuros. That nowadays we no longer pulled by avodah zara. Most of us are not pulled by murder. We view psychopaths as individuals who enjoy murdering. We don't view that as normal. But arayos we view as totally normal. And it's very, very difficult to take a step back. Amru chachamim b'shash imitztavu Yisrael ha'arayos b'chu v'kiblu mitzvah zo b'taromes u'b'chia. That we have the pasuk in Parshas in Bamidbar shebachu lemishpachosam, and Rashi tells us that bachu al iske mishpachot, that the moment that they heard of all of the chumras on the world of arayos, they were very, very upset. that incest was considered to be, even on the world of incest, it was considered to be something that, that had a pull. Again, this is before Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Amru Chachamim, Gezel V'Arayot, Nafshel Shel Adam Mis'avel Lehem U'Mecham Dasam. That we are hardwired to enjoy and to desire goods and arayos and sex. Ve'ein ata motze kahal b'kol b'sman uzman she'ein behem prutzim b'arayos u'bios asuros. You go through the shelos or tshuvos of any generation. Could be the Rambam. Could be Reb Sadia Gaon. It could be the Rashba. It could be Noda B'Yehuda. You're going to find Peyton Place all over the place. I don't know if you know Peyton Place. It was a novel of my time. In other words, you're going to find you're going to find scandals of in the realm of Arayos throughout the Shalos, irrelevant what generation. It's not something that began in the 21st or the 20th century. That this is human nature. And all sorts of gooky stories you're going to find all over. Va'od amru chazal, rov begezel, miyut barayot va'kol ba'vakol shanhara. It's true that gezel, embezzling, stealing, is more rampant, but arayos is still very high up in the book. Lefikach points out the Rambam, ro'i lo lo'odam lachuf yitzro bedavar zeh. A person has to work on himself. This is something which requires avoda. It's not something that comes naturally. Naturally, we desire. Naturally, we have to take pleasure. Yichud, in other words, if people would stay away from yichud, 90% of scandals would be prevented. Every scandal, 90% of scandals begin with yichud. If we would just stay away from yichud, then we would not have a problem. In our house, we have a sign on the computer, yichud. In other words, you can't look at the computer unless the laws of yichud are being kept. You have to have someone else in the room with you. Yotzei v'nichnas v'chulei. Gedolei chachamim hayu omrim l'talmideim hizaru b'mnei biti, hizaru b'mnei kalasi, kidei l'lamed l'talmideim shalo yitbayishu b'davar zeh, v'yisrachaku min hayichud. So the Rambam brings in not only Zohar and Behema, he's Aru Mishum Biti, he's Aru Mishum Kalasi, namely that a person should find that Yichud is Kedai to stay away with, even in areas that most people would not view as being a Gorin. V'chein yinho yigliskarki min aslok, min ashichrus, digrei agovim, etc. That you should be careful what you do on a date, where you go, what you read, etc. Velo yeshiv, velo isha, also to get married at an age which would allow for tahara yisera, etc. Okay, and with this he ends the world of Hilchos Yisurei Bia. So it does appear that we're dealing over here, irrelevant to how whether you learn the Rambam as an asmachta. Or whether you learn it as a doraisa, whether you learn this as a gzera, that we have basic human needs and basic human desires, and that the worlds of yichud set up certain standards, but a person certainly can go. There's no problem of going overboard. There's no problem of going over. Not necessarily that the Rambam says you have to. But he points out, but hamachmir taval of bracha, there is room for people to be machmir in this area because most people tend to fall in this area. The question is whether this is a two-way street. Namely, the same way that people who feel a tremendous desire, maybe they want to take upon themselves all sorts of chumras, is there a principle that people who have no desire, you have a 95-year-old man in an old age home, physically, he simply is not able to be intimate with a woman, would we say that then Yichud falls off? In other words, if Yichud is the Gorim HaGadol, if Yichud is viewed as basically a step towards an opportunity of Gili Arayos, if we're dealing with a situation which is not going to bring Gili Arayos, do we have also a Heter? Namely, does it go in both directions? So the Rambam himself, I think, is quite clear, no. right? That the Rambam points out at the very beginning. Asur l'siyachin in ma'er ben arayos ben zekena ben yalda. He doesn't distinguish whether we're dealing with a 3-year-old or with a 95-year-old. Once, in other words, that once you have a rule, you have a loplug. You want to be machmir, you can be machmir, but not to be mekil. Similarly, the Rambam that I skipped in the Melacha Yud, tinokes mi bas gimel shanim umata, v'tinok mi ben teishu umata, muter l'siyachin. Lo gazru ela yichud isha hari lebiya, v'isha hari lebiya. But the moment that the girl is 3 years old, and physically she's rai lebiya, even if no one, I mean, no normal person would find her desirous, we have this lopuk. However, we do find in the world of the poskim that this is a shita, and what we'll go to next time in Yirtz Hashem is Rav Moshe's shita, and because this has relevance to a lot of areas, namely, well, we're going to be dealing with sisters or children. You know, like, what about adopted children? What about, you know, situations where you have technically issues of yichud, but, you know, the person is raising these children as children. Again, I realize that there are perversions, sometimes you have famous perverts like Woody Allen, but generally, people who are parents of children are parents of children. Would that be a heter, whether the child is a natural child or also an adopted child? Namely, does it, you know, do we go after the letter of the law, after the spirit of the law? Can this be a kula? Is it only a chumra? So I photostated for you a good part of the Tzitz Eliezer. Did you have a chance to look at it yet? Okay, so look at it. In other words, it's longer than what I photostated simply because I wanted to fit it on the page. But in other words, you look at it inside. It's always good to open a Tzitz Eliezer. He has this tshuva. He has Chelek Vav, Siman Mem. Siman Mem goes over like about 50 pages because it deals with all of his dinim of Yichud. So within Siman Mem, he has 25 prakim. And within the prakim, you have paragraphs. So this is paragraph 8 of Parakaf Beis of Siman Mem in terms of Hilchos Yichud. So he deals with a man who would no longer be able to have intimate relations, whether for that individual, let's say in an old age home, whether he would be allowed to have yichud with a nurse, where clearly, in other words, there's nothing that's going to happen. And working off of other languages of the Rambam, not the ones we just quoted currently, he comes to various levels of heter. Okay, so we'll view this as a springboard then to move to Rav Moshe's tshuva, that we'll start with the Tzitz Eliezer next time. Then Rav Moshe's tshuva, I gave him the Marmakomos, it's Chelek David of Eben Ezer, Simon Samach David. He deals with adopted children and also deals with the question of a sister. That with the world of a sister, we have a very fascinating word, language of the Gemara, that yichud is permitted, but diur, living with her on a permanent basis, is prohibited. And the question is, where do you draw the line between temporary and permanent? What's considered temporary, what's considered to be permanent? In the world of brachos, so if you haven't done something for 30 days, it's considered that now it's fresh, and now you can make another bracha, make another shechiyano, make another bracha on seeing the ocean, on seeing Beis HaKfaros, etc. 30 days is considered to be already a new start. Is that over here that a person can only be with his sister once every 30 days, or can he be with her for a week? Can he stay with her overnight? Like, what's considered to be permanent and what's considered to be temporary? Okay, so that we'll see in Rav Moshe in Tshuva. And it also has to deal with this weighing, how much of the Tamei HaMitzvos do we take into account in Yichud? When do we view it as a Gzeres HaKosov? Okay, we have these categories and Lo Plug. And when do we view it as a Dover HaGoreim? And as a Dover HaGoreim, if it's not going to cause any problem, can we be Mekil? Okay? So we'll continue from there, Blue Netted, next time, and then we'll go into the world of the Mishnah, the one and the twos and the threes and the ear and the out of the city and day and night. Okay, so next year will be on Wednesday.